This is a CBC podcast. From the smallest subatomic particles to the largest objects in the sky, Quirks and Quarks is there. Every week, host Bob McDonald presents the people behind the latest discoveries in the physical and natural sciences. Go to cbc.ca/quirks for podcasts, downloads, and more.
From Victoria, home of James Bay, the only place in Canada where a driver can get stuck behind a tour bus, a horse-drawn carriage, 15 American teenagers weaving around on scooters, and a 20-person bicycle contraption all at the same time, it's The Irrelevant Show!
Mom, you're a mom on the go with an active social media presence.
You want to keep up with the latest news from friends and family, and of course your kids, but who has the time?
You'll never have to worry about that again, thanks to Mom Facebook.
Mom Facebook is a Facebook site tailored specifically for moms. We'll do all your Mom Facebook activities automatically so you can get back to your busy life.
Who has time to click like on everything? Let alone read all those posts. You sure don't.
So let Mom Facebook handle that for you. We'll click like on all the things we know you'll like, including everything your children post.
Everything your children's exes post.
Nothing your children's current partners post.
Photos of hummingbirds in your friends' backyards.
Photos of groups of women cheersing white wine to the camera.
Babies.
Things Oprah said.
Things children said to Ellen.
Things that went viral 3 years ago that you're only just seeing now.
Michael Bublé seeming just so down to earth in an interview.
Plain-looking people singing well.
With Mom Facebook, you can kick back and enjoy Facebook without having to put in any of the work. When you post a photo, we'll do the caption for you.
Whenever it snows in your region and you post a picture, we'll write the caption, "Look what we woke up to," so you don't have to.
If there's a critter in your backyard and you post a photo, we'll write the caption, "Look who came to visit."
When catching up with your friends, instead of doing it in a private message, Mom Facebook will ask them how their kids are, publicly, in the comments section of an unrelated post on an unrelated person's wall.
Mom Facebook has also added a new button specifically designed for responding to wine memes, the Too True button.
Mondays are for wine.
Too true.
If anyone asks, this is my first glass.
Too true.
Live, laugh, wine.
Too true.
And we know you want your pictures to look fantastic, so we've created the special Mom Filter for all your Facebook photos.
The Mom Filter makes all your photos look like they were taken with a smartphone that was jangling around loose with the lip balms in the bottom of your purse.
We'll also add the Mom Border, which artificially inserts the loose flap of your iPhone case or flip wallet into the edge of all your photos.
And we know that moms worry a lot about the security of their photos online. So when you log off of Mom Facebook, we'll triple lock your photos so you can rest assured that that thing that you heard them say on 60 Minutes that happened to that one lady won't happen to you.
Mom Facebook. We just want nice things.
Too true.
And now, The Irrelevant Show presents fun Victoria facts with Wes Borg.
Fun Victoria facts. West Borg's fun Victoria facts. Hi, I'm Wes Borg, former Edmontonian, now a Victorian, and I've got some fun Victoria facts.
Fun fact.
Victoria has more than 70 urban parks, but fewer than 70 parking spots.
Fun fact.
Victoria is famous for its many bike lanes. In fact, it's Canada's number one city for unfortunate bulge sightings.
Fun fact.
One of Victoria's most popular hobbies is watching Albertans try to figure out why the name of the street they're on just changed 3 times.
Fun fact.
Victoria's beaches offer a lovely place to breathe fresh air and walk barefoot in green slime.
Fun fact.
Victoria's most famous celebrity is basketball player Steve Nash. Victoria's second most favorite celebrity is,
Fun fact.
Victoria receives less than half the rain Vancouver does. Suck on that, Vancouver! I'm Wes Borg! I'll be back later with more fun facts!
Okay, the champ will take a few questions, but just a reminder. Wait till you're acknowledged, and let's not hog the follow-ups.
Champ.
Yeah, Hunter.
Tristan, hi, Hunter Fisher, Sports Illustrated. How does it feel to finally be the champ? Can you put into words what you're feeling right now?
Yeah, it's a great feeling, obviously, really over the moon. We had a great game plan out there. We just tried to stay within, straight within myself there, play my game, and we caught a couple of breaks. So, yeah, it was great.
Champ!
It seemed like you caught your second win right near the end. Were you confident that you were going to pull it out?
Oh, well, definitely it could have gone either way there. I just wanted to leave it all out. We just got lucky in the end there, and I was able to pull out the win.
Champ, you'd never beaten Tarkanoff before. What do you think made the difference this time?
I just had to remind myself it's the same there for both of the guys out there. We got out there, we did the same. We got the same number of pawns there, same number of rooks, and, we got one king each.
Nancy!
It all turned on that last sequence when you launched that pincer attack. Can you talk us through that?
Oh, geez, I'd have to go back and look at the tape there, I was just trying to stay in the moment, not make any blunders, and not think too far ahead. Although in chess, you do want to think quite far ahead, but I didn't want to think that far ahead. Not too far ahead, but just far enough, so yeah.
Hey! You gonna give me a shot at the title, or are you two chicken?
Oh, look who's here! You get out of here, Jensen! You'll get your shot when you earn it!
Yeah, this guy's been running from me for 5 years!
I'll play you anywhere, anytime, you bunk!
How about right now?
How about it?
You wanna go? You wanna dance?
Come on, let's go!
All right! Pawn to E4!
Pawn to C5!
Whoa, guys! You can't do this here!
Let me at him! Knight to F3!
D6!
Okay, that's it, I'm pulling you out of here!
Let me at him!
This isn't over!
No, that's it. Come on, buddy, let's go. Press conference is over.
I will trap your queen. I will trap your queen!
Oh, my gosh, that was...
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1. Or maybe on your phone on the CBC Radio app. Ooh.
We're coming to you today from the Farquhar Auditorium in Victoria.
And now, please welcome our musical guest and old friend, Wes Borg, with our music maestro, Victoria's own Jan Randall.
Thanks a lot, everybody. You guys are great. This is really great. These are my old friends from Edmonton. It's great that you guys got to meet them. It's a pretty exciting time to be here in Canada. Canada has a great big birthday coming up. It's our big 150, right? Amazing! That's the biggest numbered birthday we've ever had. Isn't that impressive? It's time to look back and celebrate and reflect on Canada's troubled history, like you would at any birthday. And it's a chance to sing my favorite word. Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
A party for seniors and millennials.
Sesquicentennial.
Centennial means 100. And sesqua means 1.5, I'm pretty sure. Multiply, you get 150. This is based on actual math.
Sesquicentennial.
We'll have a party every now and then, y'all.
Sesquicentennial.
Victorians, decorate your perennials. In honor of the day, we'll rename Saskatchewan. We'll call it Saskasquatchewan. We'll put out a sesquicentennial bill, and then you'll know the party's begun.
Sesquicentennial.
We're gonna need a whole lot of candles.
Sesquicentennial.
150 points in Scrabble.
Sesquicentennial.
'Cause birthdays make life feel less ephemeral.
Sesquicentennial.
Oh, yeah, right, this is the part I need you guys to help finish the song. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna spell out my favorite word, okay? It's gonna be fun. Now, I know sesquicentennial's a bit of a mouthful, so we'll split it up, okay? So let's say the ladies in the audience, you guys go S-E-S, try it.
S-E-S.
Perfect, you guys are amazing. Now the men, all you have to do is go Q-U-I-C-E-N-T-E-N-N-I-A-L. Go! It's like you're not even trying, guys. One guy got three of them. That's pretty good. Okay, that's not gonna work. So I tell you what, we'll just split the room in half, okay? Because there's gotta be women on this side and they're more talented than the gentlemen here. So this side of the room, S-E-S.
S-E-S.
Perfect. Now this side of the room. Q-U-I-C-E-N-T-E-N-N-I-A-L. Go!
Q-U-I-C-E-N-T-E-N-N-I-A-L.
Okay, well that we're as ready as we're ever gonna be. Let's bring this thing home with a big finish. You ready?
Sesquicentennial.
This party won't come again, y'all. It's easy to spell it in general. It's... Great work.
Sesquicentennial.
And teachers, it's Wednesday here at Montgomery High. This is Principal Matthews. Just a few announcements here. The basketball team is having a big bake sale at lunch today. Coach Murray says the team is really on to something with their baked goods this year. He's claiming their brownie game is particularly tight. Oh, watch out for that. And don't forget, Friday is Pajama Day. Let's see, what else? Oh, Angela Murdoch has lost one of her notebooks. She says it has some pretty embarrassing poetry in it. If you find a green notebook, you'll know it's hers because the poem on the first page is entitled Dark-Haired Boy. Oh, and one last thing. Did someone pour water on my car? It wasn't raining yesterday, but somehow at the end of the day, my car was very wet. Just a small thing. I don't like a wet car. Don't like it. Okay, well, that's it for announcements. Have a great day of learning. Hello, students and teachers. It's Thursday here at Montgomery High. This is Principal Matthews. A few things here. The basketball team broke sales records with their brownies yesterday. That makes sense. They were honestly out of this world. Coach Murray has informed me that they are, in fact, shifting focus and going forward will be more of a baking team than a basketball team. That's exciting. Can't wait to see what happens. Also, some students have been asking if Pajama Day is mandatory. Nope, it is optional. All about having fun at school. Let's see, what else? Oh, Angela Murdoch's weepy poetry book is still missing. But she wanted me to tell you that the poem Dark-Haired Boy is not about Corey Topping, but is in fact about a boy named Jeremy that goes to another school. Just my two cents, but I'm not sure this Jeremy guy is even real. And finally, on the subject of my car, who's the wise guy who rigged every hose at the school to be soaking my car when I came out? That's overkill, guys. A car can only get so wet. Why do you want me to have a wet car? I'm a nice guy. You wanted pajama day? I said, fine, whatever. Okay, that's all for now. Have a great day of learning. Hello, students and teachers. It's Friday at Montgomery High. This is Principal Matthews. Pretty big day here at Montgomery. As you may have heard, Coach Murray's baking team won the county bake-off and are now headed to regionals. Big cheers for them. And on that note, to help pay for the trip, they'll be holding a basketball game as a fundraiser. Of course, it's pajama day today, and as you can see, it's a complete nightmare. Do that many students really sleep in their underwear? And to those of you who showed up naked, come on! Next pajama day, anyone who participates will have to wear school-approved pajamas. On the subject of Angela Murdoch's missing notebook, it is still missing, but I owe her an apology because I had a chance to meet this Jeremy kid of dark-haired boy fame, and, well, he seems pretty great. Oh, and to whoever put my car in a big bag of rice, I'm angry, but I'm also impressed. That is all.
Hey again, I'm Wes Borg. Guess what I'm back with?
Fun Victoria Facts. Wes Borg's Fun Victoria Facts.
Victoria has a reputation for being civilized and genteel, but Victorians see the raw, terrifying face of nature every time the deer come to eat the hydrangeas.
Fun fact.
Victoria is a fantastic place to live in if you believe that for a city of 350,000, 12 mayors and 12 municipal councils isn't quite enough.
Fun fact.
If you want to get away from the rush, rush, rush of the workaday world, Victoria has the perfect oasis for you. A place you can power down, breathe, and meditate for half an hour. They're called four-way stops.
Fun fact.
Victorians flock to the city's wildest and most exciting bumper car course. The traffic circles at the exit to the airport.
Fun Fun fact.
Victorians love to gather and discuss public art. They stand looking at the harbor and ask, what's that supposed to be? The answer is, at some point, it's supposed to be a bridge. I'm Wes Borg, and this has been Fun Victoria Facts.
Fun Victoria Facts. Wes Borg's Fun Victoria Facts.
Good evening, and oh, welcome back to Shay Shay.
Oh yeah, we loved it last time.
Are we enjoying our select rustic breads?
We are, thank you.
And are we ready to order?
The menu looks wonderful. It's just so hard to choose.
It is. What would you recommend?
What would I recommend?
Yes, we'd love to hear your suggestion.
I'm not sure you want to hear it.
Sure we do. Honestly, what would you recommend?
End it.
I'm sorry?
End it. End this charade right now before someone gets hurt.
We've been together 3 years.
How are we supposed to just walk away?
This guy's super easy to leave. Just watch me. You go like this. I did it. Hello, new life.
Good evening. Thank you for choosing Shay Shay. I'm your new waiter.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that's Margot. I do apologize. May I take your order?
Yeah, sure. Amanda? What looks good to you?
Oh, no. Don't go for looks. You made that mistake with this guy.
End it now.
What? I think it's time to leave.
Him? Yeah.
You are horribly rude.
No apologies, sir, ma'am. I've offended you. I'll send another waiter right away.
I am already here. Good evening. Thank you for choosing Shay Shay. Are you ready to order?
I don't remember what we had last time. Do you have any specials tonight?
The salmon is excellent.
That sounds good. And I could use a glass of wine.
Oh, great idea. Maybe a red? Could you suggest a pairing?
Yes. You and that gentleman over there. Do you see the man with the kind eyes and the smart blazer seated by the window?
I do.
His name is Bill Hampton, and he's the one.
You're right. I can't explain it, but he's the man I'm going to marry. I'm sorry, Tom. I'll just take the bill to go. The Bill Hampton.
Ha, good one. Okay, bye.
I can't believe that just happened. So, what do you recommend for me?
For you, I recommend the next time you come here, you tip.
This scene brought to you by the Canadian Restaurant Servers Association, reminding you, if you don't tip, we will tear your life apart. And don't even ask what we'll do to your food.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Amy Shostak,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Wes Borg and music maestro Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Carly Heffernan, Peter Brown, Pat Thornton, Tom Hill and Devin McKenzie, Chris Wilson, Sam Mullins, and Peter Carlone, and head writer Neil Gron.
Victoria Pet Peeve Consultants, CBC Victoria Listeners, Diane Bessie,
Diane Dakers,
Margaret Danelchuk,
Hillary Knight,
Joseph Krancevic,
Andre Nauman,
Barbara Newbigging,
Lionel Sandler,
Gary Sims.
Recording engineer is Corey Haverstock with assistance from Sterling Aford. The show is mixed and edited by Ray Buxton. The senior producer of CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Farquhar Auditorium in Victoria. Yeah!
Alberta listeners. If you're going to be in the Edmonton area in June, come see the Best of the Irrelevant show live. We'll perform some of our most popular sketches and songs, joined by our musical guests, Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy. We'll do The Baby, Self-Appointed Martyrs, The Sexy Canada Song, Bee Circus, and many more, all in one sketch-packed show. The date is Thursday, June 15th at the Citadel's McLab Theatre as part of Improvaganza. For tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevant show. Next week, we take you to ancient Athens. The Greek runner Pheidippides has just run from Marathon to bring good news about the battle with the Persians.
Pheidippides ran all the way from Marathon.
Whoa!
Thank you. Now, please listen, for the toll on my body was fierce. I grow faint and I must deliver the news. After a long and bloody battle, the Greek...
Who did you run for?
What?
Like, are you raising awareness for a cause, or are you doing it for your father?
Yeah. Did you do it for health reasons? Were you unhappy with how you looked or felt?
No, I ran from Marathon.
Yeah, well woo! Done.
That's not necessary to tell you.
Did you run for a cure for leprosy?
How much did you raise?
What?
For leprosy research.
Are you feeling blessed?
I don't want to talk about the run. After much bloodshed on the battlefield, Greece has emerged.
No, we want to hear everything about your run. We are absolutely fascinated by your run, and we hunger for you to tell us every single detail.
Please.
Did you use a run-walk strategy?
I can feel my body shutting down.
Did you hydrate?
How many one-thirds of a banana did you eat?
What about nipple chafing? Was that a problem?
The First Marathon, next week on The Irrelevant Show.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.